Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Monday, July 15th, and this is your FT News Briefing. Acting IMF Chief David Lipton backs new monetary stimulus by the world's top central banks. Warner Music buys the label behind Les Miserables and Mary Poppins. And equity investors are bracing for a second successive drop in U.S. quarterly profits. Plus, with U.S. bank earnings kicking off today, we talk with the FT's U.S. finance editor, Rob Armstrong, about what investors will be watching. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. The acting chief of the International Monetary Fund is backing new monetary stimulus by the world's top central banks. In an interview with the FT, David Lipton said in light of sluggish growth and downside risks, it makes sense for banks to keep accommodative policy. Mr. Lipton didn't want to comment on specific decisions in individual countries, but he added that central banks shouldn't shy away from loosening policy if it's needed, just because some are afraid it would mean losing ammunition to fight a downturn in the future. Mr. Lipton has been the first deputy managing director of the IMF since 2011. He took over as acting chief this month after Christine Lagarde was nominated to lead the European Central Bank. Mr. Lipton's comments come as the outgoing ECB president, Mario Draghi, signaled that the Eurozone might consider lower interest rates or even resume bond purchases, all to tackle weak inflation. Plus, Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell indicated that the U.S. Central Bank might cut rates as early as this month. G7 finance ministers and central bankers are meeting this week in France. In a move that combines top 40 hits and Broadway and West End musicals, Warner Music has bought First Night Records. Warner Music has grown its market share with big names like Ed Sheeran and Cardi B. And it's hoping that First Night Records, known for family-friendly music, will increase revenues. First Night Records is the home of recordings such as musicals Les Miserables and Mary Poppins. The value of the deal wasn't disclosed, but it was believed to be under $100 million. President of Warner's Arts Music Division, Kevin Gore, says that it's part of a larger strategy. The company is targeting genres that Warner expects to adopt in streaming in the next few years. Pop music is heavily streamed on services such as Spotify, and it's been dominated by hip-hop. Warner is betting on investments in certain underserved genres will pay off as streaming becomes more popular. And second quarter earnings results will start to trickle out today. Equity investors are bracing for a second successive drop in U.S. quarterly profits. FactSet data shows that blue chip companies across America are expected to report a 2.8% drop in earnings per share for the quarter from April to June. That's following a first quarter contraction of 0.3%. If there are two back-to-back quarters of shrinking earnings, it will be considered an earnings recession. It would be the first time this has happened since 2016. Contracting corporate earnings would reinforce investors' concerns about U.S. economic growth that's coinciding with the China trade dispute and recent disappointing manufacturing data. It could also prompt investors to reduce their exposure to risky assets and shift investments into bonds. But despite the first quarter earnings contraction, U.S. shares have soared. Last week, the S&P 500 index touched 3,000 points. And here's a closer look at what to expect from the sector kicking off earnings this week. The largest U.S. banks are set to report their second quarter results, and investors are getting nervous. Shares in these banks have trailed the S&P 500 by 14% in the past 12 months. Rob Armstrong has zeroed in on what investors and analysts will be keeping an eye on this season.
The first thing we should look at, and I think the thing that investors are most concerned about, is the impact of lower interest rates on bank earnings. So just the other day, we had the chairman of the Federal Reserve saying that he was ready to contemplate another interest rate cut or two, and almost instantly, bank shares, the shares of the big American banks, responded by falling, even on a day when most other stocks were going up. And the reason for that is that for a couple of different reasons, lower rates squeeze banks' profit margins. I think the second biggest thing that we should be looking for is any change in credit quality. So every quarter, banks will report how much money they're putting aside for loans that go bad. And because we've been in an absolutely fantastic expansion for really a long time now, almost 10 years now, banks have been putting very little money aside. In the last quarter, in the first quarter, we saw just a slight increase, especially in corporate lending, for the amount of money banks were putting aside. So in other words, the banks were saying, we think things might be getting a little worse. There are a few borrowers who may not be able to pay back. It's always worth listening carefully to these calls, to the tone the chief executives of the different banks take when talking about the American economy. It was interesting in the last couple of quarters. So two or three quarters ago, the Jamie Dimons of the world, Jamie Dimon, of course, at J.P. Morgan, or Brian Moynihan at Bank of America, were like, America is doing great. We don't see any problems. It's terrific. Last quarter, it was kind of like, it's really good. It's almost the best one you've ever seen in your whole life. And so when these leaders get in front of the microphones on their calls with analysts this quarter, everybody's going to be listening. What's their tone? Do they sound as bullish and optimistic as they did last quarter or the quarter before?
Today, Citigroup will kick off U.S. bank earnings. You can read more on the results and all of today's stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.